The Bucks ended their three-game losing streak today, knocking off the Atlanta Hawks 112-110 in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. All five Bucks scored in double figures, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo's 21 points. A.J. Green had 18, hitting 6 of 12 from 3. Bobby Portis had 19 off the bench. Giannis earning his 10th straight All-Star selection and start, the longest active streak in the NBA in both categories. In his 13th NBA season, Giannis averaging 28.8 points, 9.5 rebounds, and 5.5 assists a game while shooting a career-best 64.7% from the field. Badger basketball guard John Blackwell named the Big Ten's co-player of the week, averaging 23 points, 5.5 rebounds, and a pair of Badger victories last week. He had 27 points, including a game-winning buzzer-beating three in a win at Minnesota. Badgers have won four straight games and next play at Penn State on Thursday. Coach Greg Gard says they're making strides.
Everybody talks about transfer portal and who wins the transfer portal national championship and NIL and all that stuff. Nobody talks about anymore a team improving during the season, you know, getting better as time goes on. I think, you know, individual player development and team improvement, you know, is still important and it's vital. I mean, and that's what we've always strived towards is can we get better as the season goes on.
Marquette Golden Eagles back at it tonight, playing host to Providence at Fiserv Forum. The Golden Eagles coming off a 5-point loss last Friday at DePaul. Tip time set for 5 p.m. on FS1. Another coaching firing in the NFL today after the Buffalo Bills parted company with head coach Sean McDermott. The Bills fell to the Broncos 33-30 in the divisional playoffs. Buffalo went 98-50 under McDermott with an 8-8 mark in the postseason. Among those playoff games, though, a pair of AFC championship game losses to Kansas City. Besides Buffalo, seven other teams still looking for head coaches. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.